According to Buddhist teachings, it is up to the individual whether to get married or remain single or remain whole life as a celibate. That's up to the people. People have a choice. That's not a religious matter. It is up to the couples and parents whether they want to bring up the children or not. So it is nothing to do with the religion. It's a personal choice. So in Buddhist teaching, bringing up the children is not a must. When I say the bringing up children, it does not mean that you have children and you don't bring them up. What I mean, how to put it, to have children or not to have children is your choice. It is not against Buddhist principles, or it has nothing to do with the Buddhist teaching in that sense. You have full freedom to choose this. So in this particular point, Buddhists are free to choose any kind of contraceptive methods. There's no any argument against it. So you are free to choose. You can choose whatever the methods you want to prevent conception. So this point has to be made very clear. For the reason, sometimes there are Buddhists who think that it is wrong and it is against the religious principle, it is sinful to control the birth, which is not true from the Buddhist point of view. It may be so from the point of other religious point of view, not from the Buddhist point of view. However, after conception takes place, abortion is considered as breaking the first precept. In Buddhist teaching, any kind of abortion is considered as unwholesome, negative, and breaking the first precept. Because in the process of abortion, the conditions to break the first precepts are violated. Many of you know the five conditions needed to break the first precepts. That is, a living being, awareness that it is living, intention of killing, and the process or act of killing, and the actual death. So in abortion, all these five conditions are completed. So in Buddhist teaching, it is similar to kill another human being. Now there might be certain conditions where you are compelled to take abortion. Sometimes it is not that you want to do the abortions, but sometimes there's no other option. For example, in cases like it is a great threat to the life of mother. So the doctors recommend and advise to go for abortion. In such kind of cases where life threatening, and of course it is justified. There can be cases where someone is raped and that person is pregnant and now she has to bear this child, and maybe she doesn't want, she might have a lot of agony, suffering, stress. So in such kind of cases like a pregnancy due to raping or a pregnancy which threatened the life of a mother, in such kind of cases, the Buddhist may go to the extent to take abortion. But difference again in Buddhist teaching, even though a Buddhist may go to that extent to do the abortion, a Buddhist may not label it as a wholesome action. They still will recognize it as a killing. So we understand it is killing and we still take that action and we do not want to label it or justify it under wholesome category, or it's perfectly all right. Of course we justify in taking these actions, but in a, from the karmic point of view, we still recognize it is unwholesome. The gravity of the karmic energy we produce might be different from case to case. Buddhism recognizes not all the types of killings are same. Different types of killings might produce different types of karmic energy. But generally speaking, it is unwholesome. Now, when it comes to the Buddhist monks and nuns, those who underwent a higher ordination, full-fledged monks and nuns, among their four major precepts, which can lead them to expulsion, killing a human being is one of them. Yeah, not only killing, but encouraging killing. By knowing, even in thoughts. So, you as a Buddhist have to be very careful. Don't approach the monks and nuns and ask whether you should go for abortion or not. But of course, any monk or any nun will not encourage it. There were cases, of course, me as a being a monk, there were such cases, and we always try to prevent it, prevent the abortion. So you will not get any answer to go ahead from a monk or nun. Don't expect it from them. So if you choose it, you choose it by yourself. Why I say it? Because as Buddhists, it's very important. It's a major precept for a monk or a nun. So you should not put them into difficult situations. So, contraception, or any kind of contraceptive methods are acceptable. There's nothing wrong from the Buddhist point of view. Prevention is fine. But after the conception takes place, abortion is killing.